Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Sorry to bother you. Just represent Elevate. We're here this week in your neighborhood treating homes for bugs, especially paper wasps. Is that something you guys already do? Or
no, that's not something we do.
Just so you're aware, it's about 40% off, just because we can kind of group people together at a cheaper rate.
Which makes it about what?
I have to ask just a few questions to get an accurate price, but you guys have a couple bathrooms here as well? Okay. So normally, if you were to call us, I'd do about $125. I'm dropping it to $75.
And how many applications is that?
So there's 5 in the year. There's one this week, a 1 month follow-up, and then a seasonal visit after that.
And is it just wasps, or is it hitting anything else?
No, these are all the bugs you see on the right. As you can see, the wasp is kind of a special one on the bottom, but that's included free of charge this week, along with the carpenter ants and then a web away service on your
What is the difference between a carpenter ant? Are those the good ones? That I have a nest out in my front yard?
Yep, those will be them. They chew through wood. They don't eat wood. So if you see sawdust, that's indication of them. The sugar ants are the smaller ones. They're eating
right.
Cheerios off the floor and things like that. So definitely, the carpenter ants can cause some structural damage on the home, so we can make sure to get them out if they're finding a way in, or at least protect it. And then the sugar ants, they're just a nuisance, really. But our products will work for them as well.
Okay, you said 5 applications?
Yep.
So tell me the time of year that happens.
Yeah, no problem. So it would be the deal's this week, so that'd be your initial visit, and exactly a month from now is our follow-up. The reason we do the follow-up is because when we come the very first time, we'll kill the adults you're seeing. Mm. But these pupa here that are currently about ready to turn into adults don't quite get affected
right.
like the adults. So in a month from now, they'll be in the adult phase. We'll treat them then, and then these eggs and larvae, 3 months from that point, will start to hatch. So we treat for them.
Okay.
3 months, and then every 3 months from there until it gets back to this point next year.
Okay.
If you want to keep doing preventative yourself after we come for a year, that's fine. But we do ask you that you give us that time to service your house because it takes a while to get effective results.
Right.
So.
What do you do as far as time off? So there's a treatment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming you don't want to have the toddlers.
Yeah. So our stuff's eco-friendly. We're green. So as long as it's dry,
totally
safe for the kids or pets or whatever.
Okay.
The only place we'll treat in your home, just so you're aware, is underneath the sinks. That's why I asked how many bathrooms you have. A lot of times bugs with the side vinyl homes and even brick get in. They just find cracks. They like to go in homes because it's dark and cozy.
It is dark under the sink, isn't it?
So it gets kind of in between the siding and the wall. That's how we get to them. They take the product to their nests, and they groom each other. Activates in 2 weeks. And that's on the first visit, so when we come and do the follow-up, we can seal off your home after we get them out. So we're kind of doing a long-term prevention, not just a like an extermination. So
not like the ant traps that I put out and kind of help and kind of don't?
as far as the scheduling, I'll just let you know I'll be here tomorrow. In the morning or the afternoon, and then as well as Wednesday morning.
Okay.
Initial visit's about 45 minutes.
Okay.
The service is just a parameter, 3 foot up, 3 foot out, eaves treatment with a brush, and then I go around every window and door frame for you.
Okay.
And then, like I said, in the home, just under each sink with a injector. So it's actually nice. You won't have to worry about products being in the home anywhere for kids or pets. So,
okay, so we have 3 baths.
Okay.
So that changes it a little bit, right?
You'd go up about $5 a service just because we have to use a little more product.
Right.
I think since I already told you $75, though, I'll keep it for you.
Okay. What time Wednesday morning?
Let me check here. 11's my earliest time, so kind of late morning.
Okay, I actually am interested.
Okay.
As you can see, I have threads all over me. I sew for a lady, and I'm not sure what time Wednesday I may have to go see her.
Oh, on Wednesday? Oh, I'm
sorry. It's either going to be Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't know.
So Wednesday I've got an 8 is my first.
8 o'clock in the ring? Oh, wait, it'd be awesome.
Okay.
Because that should be before I have to go see her.
Let's do that then. What's the last name I can put down?
Haltner. H-A-L.
Uh-huh.
T-I-N-E-R.
Haltner. And then a phone number?
753-4826.
All right, and then you said you were seeing big ants outside near.
There are. I've seen about a week ago.
Okay.
I just saw an area about this big and went, that's not what the grass is supposed to look like right there. But I haven't seen. My husband normally treats more, you know, closer in the house as far as with the sprinkle stuff. So I definitely think I have seen the big ones.
Okay.
Is out away.
You get any? Do you have a basement here?
Uh-huh.
You have any spiders down there?
Uh-huh.
Okay. They usually like spiders and centipedes. That's where they usually live in the home, but they kind of go everywhere. And you said you were getting the wasps kind of buzzing around. Occasionally, they're not as bad this summer.
I don't think as many this year. Have they been not as bad this year?
A lot of other homes have been bad here.
Yeah.
So
maybe we're just lucky.
Typically, they crawl in through the siding or right here.
See, I'm looking at my siding right here, too, but it's not quite where it's supposed to be.
Uh-huh. But you haven't seen any nests or anything?
Well, not that I've noticed this year, but I'm inside sewing my life away, so.
What do you do for that? Is it just a...
This lady sells flower girl dresses.
Okay.
And I'm the first step of the... Nice. So, been doing that since April, but...
I served a mission in Colorado,
uh-huh.
And every Thursday we would do Kids for Quilts, or Quilts for Kids.
Oh, nice! That's cool!
It's kind of a... It's actually a bunch of Lutheran ladies, but we'd go help them out, and they loved having us.
Yeah.
Learned how to sew quilts.
That's cool! That is cool. And then where did the quilts go?
They went to kids in Africa, who just...
That's cool.
That just need
blankets. Things that we discard
granted,
and take to DI, right? That
exactly.
They can't even, like, you hear stories about ladies taking their babies home in newspapers from the hospital, and you go, oh.
Yeah, I definitely shouldn't complain.
No.
Do you want me to put your first name down, or your husband's, or does it matter?
6 is to me. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Do you want?
What's his name?
Randy.
Oh, Randy. I'll just put Randy, yeah. Do you want me to put his number down as well, in case we can't reach you?
Or
the home phone.
Yeah, definitely. That is the home phone.
Okay.
So.
All right. What's your address here?
320 North, 200 East.
Millville, 84328.
26.
Oh, it's 26. All right. Do you have an email address?
Daisy Lane.
With a Y?
Uh-huh. Sweet. Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.
Okay.
At Gmail.
Nice. I used to have a funny email address, but then once I started interviewing for jobs, I was like, I should probably get a...
You have to get a grown-up address? Dang it.
So your name's Daisy, then?
No,
or
my name is Lynette.
Oh, Lynette, okay. Sorry.
But no, that makes sense.
Yeah. I'm Jason. So I'll make sure to keep this phone check reminder for you, too.
Okay.
Probably won't call you tomorrow just because it's so close.
Uh-huh. I'll go put out my calendar.
Yeah, but we'll be here at 8 on Wednesday.
Okay, what prep do I need?
So all you need to do is just make sure there's enough room under the sinks for us to get back to the pipe.
Okay.
If you have stuff around your foundation, maybe move it away for us for a little bit. And then if you want to want to pick your garage, I'll do that for you for free. You can just back the car out.
Okay.
So that's about it, though. Other than that, make sure you're just here.
Oh,
so.
You'd appreciate that.
That would be good.
Knock, knock, knock. Nobody answers. Okay, do I pay for it then?
So I collect info now to solidify your spot,
uh-huh.
And then you'll just be charged after the service on Wednesday, if that's okay.
And you said it's about 45 minutes?
Yep.
Ish.
The whole service.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have that form of payment, that'd be great while I'm here.
Okay.
Just a card, yeah. And I'll give you all my info, too, so you trust me.